So now, you're wondering who I actually am, and what I'm doing here in New York. My backstory, in other words. Name, Claire Wright. Age, 25. Can play 20 to 30. Height, 5'7". Nationality, British. Eye colour, brown. Hair colour, flexible. Those are the facts. But you aren't really interested in those. You want to know what I want. Because that's rule one. Day one. The very first thing you learn. It's what you desire that defines you as a character. I was telling Rick the truth. That part of it, anyway. I want to be other people. I've never wanted anything else. In any list of the top 10 acting schools in the world, around half will be in New York City. The Juilliard, the Tisch, the Neighborhood Playhouse, to name just some. All teach variations on the same approach, rooted in the work of a great Russian actor called Konstantin Stanislavski. It's about immersing yourself in the emotional truth of a part, until it's a part of you. At the New York acting schools, they don't teach you to act, they teach you to become. If you're lucky enough to get through the initial round and be invited to New York to audition, if you're lucky enough to be offered a place, if acting has been your whole life ever since you were 11 years old, a little girl escaping the drabness of successive foster homes by pretending to be someone and somewhere else, then not only are you one in 1,000, you would also be crazy not to accept. I applied to the Actors Studio course on an impulse. Marilyn Monroe studied there, and she grew up in foster care too. Auditioned on a weird conviction that it was meant to happen, and accepted in a heartbeat. They even gave me a scholarship. It paid some of the tuition fees. It didn't pay living costs in one of the most expensive cities in the world. According to the terms of my student visa, I could work so long as my job was on campus. Campus was Pace University, a cramped modern block adjacent to City Hall and the Brooklyn Bridge. Not many opportunities for part-time employment there. I managed to get a waitressing gig at a bar in Hell's Kitchen, sprinting there 3 evenings a week after class. But the owner had an endless supply of young women to choose from, and it didn't make sense to let any of them stay too long. That way, if the IRS or immigration came checking, he could always claim their forms were in the mail. After 2 months, he told me, not unkindly, it was time to move on.